25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
I don't want to play this anymore.
I like it to be a very good day. I don't want to have just a pretty good day. I want to have a very good day. So let's see how he takes, Jennifer, my call to action. See if he takes it seriously, because sometimes...
I hope he does it, because I like this song a little bit.
I do, too.
It's grown on me.
It's kind of hip and new.
Yeah, but it's pretty. It's not a pretty good day. It's a very good... Could we
What if you look at it as a pretty good day?
A pretty, comma, good day?
Right.
A pretty, comma, good day. That's okay.
That makes it better, right?
Yeah, right. That makes it better.
So just put a comma in your mind.
I've done it. 888-302-3684 coming up. This is a history quiz, 2020 history quiz. Jennifer has the television report. Roberta Fasanelli has the tons of freebies for your Friday. All right, so Roberta, what do we have to look forward to in a few minutes from your Queen of Cheap study?
Well, you know where I always say coffee is proof that God loves
yes.
us?
Coffee.
Coffee. Well, we have coffee. Do we have coffee for coffee. You today? We're going to talk about coffee.
Coffee. All right, so saving money on coffee.
Do you remember Linda Richmond, by the way?
Linda Richmond.
Linda Richmond. She would have coffee talk. It was a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yes.
Oh, she would say, I'm feeling a little verklempt. Golden Grams. I need a golden grams. Discuss.
Yeah, that was
Listener Appreciation Day here on Good Day. Listener Appreciation. It's also, by the way, Employee Appreciation Day. We have a number of things. I know how Richie loves to get out, dust off the big voiced announcer.
I do.
We have the top 10 things that you can do to recognize your employees. And all of them are things that I do. So, that's not good.
Well, let's not get too crazy.
Come on now.
Too crazy. All right. Anyway, Listener Appreciation Day, Jennifer. You have. Would you exclude Roberta's mention in the next email, please? Just leave her out. All right?
Okay.
The note that you got.
So this is just for Rich and I, apparently, right?
Well, I suppose it could apply to me as well, but go ahead.
Okay.
Number 10.
No. I'm not. You didn't hear me say go to number 10. I want Jennifer to read an email that she has from one of our listeners. Are you guys also clueless?
Too.
We even rehearsed this before we went on the air and you screwed it up.
I don't feel good. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Not listening to you right now, apparently.
Thank you.
Sorry. All right, so...
Yes.
Jennifer Stafford Thomas.
Dear Jennifer.
Said.
Yes.
Well, no, this is Jennifer Stafford Thomas, which is interesting because
the lady's name is Jennifer.
Yes, I'm a Jennifer with two N's and one F. She's a Jennifer with a one N and two F's.
Wow. That's
she good. Says, I'm not a. Oh, I'm sorry, this is not the one I wanted to read, but I will tell you about this because we were talking about, had a heated debate about the Catholic Church. Gosh, I'm losing it.
Yeah.
She says, I'm not a Catholic, but am a lifelong student of art history. The Vatican structures and art are treasures in the world of art history. Michelangelo designed the dome and the costumes of the Swiss Guard, as well as painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. The list of Renaissance artists who contributed is lengthy. People put their treasure where their heart is. Maybe it is inappropriate now to build new structures such as these. Couldn't be done anyway. The craftsman specialties are no longer existent. But just as the Blue Mosque and the Taj Mahal, the Vatican is a masterpiece. So we were talking about the Catholic Church in the last hour, and that's why I bring that up. Now, Listener Appreciation Day...
Let me just go one step further with that, if
okay.
you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of the discussion, Roberta, as a fallen Catholic, you'll appreciate this. The international study that's been done of the number of people who are affected by the pedophile priests and all the problems have been covered up. There's a lawsuit that is working its way. Now, you can give credence or not to the number, and you know how lawyers are. They smell blood, and so they go for whatever they can go for. But
right.
the fact that there are 100,000 suits currently pending against the Catholic Church around the globe.
Woo.
And the fact that the number It used to be we talk about, with you know some degree of credibility, the $5 billion in cash and trinkets that lay beneath the Vatican that nobody ever wants to talk about. Apparently that number is more like $14 billion worth of things that have been over the years.
That's a lot of collection baskets.
Yeah, right, exactly. Plus the fact all the churches that have had to shut down to pay off the suits against the pedophile priests, how's that helping or representing the flock? That was the question I asked. Anyway,
right.
So I don't.
And we also received a response, not just, you know, Jennifer was very nice talking about how it was an artistic masterpiece. Philip Morris, not sure if he's the cigarette figure, Philip Morris, but he said, once again, I'm forced to turn off the radio to avoid your insane attacks upon the Catholic Church.
Right.
So,
attacks, right.
Oops,
yeah.
There we go. But
okay.
Now,
sure,
it is Listener and Good Day Appreciation Day, as Doug mentioned, and Martha Wilson sent in our favorite letter of the day that said, I love your show and listen daily. Can't wait for the short snips of the late shows. They are funny, and I always miss them on TV. I also like the fact you keep everything so positive. There are already so much awful stuff on the news. Thanks for making your show a very good day for all of those who listen to you. And Jennifer Aww. And Roberta and Rich are so helpful with their comments, inputs, and stories.
Really? Really?
I just love the show. Thank you and God bless you all. Isn't that nice?
Right.
So there.
Signed, Megan Stephan.
Martha Wilson.
Martha, I love you, Martha.
We love
yes,
you, Martha.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Martha. Oh, deed we do. We love you, Martha. Oh, please come by.
Now she might have changed her mind.
And
oh, boy.
Give us a piece of pie.
Sorry, Martha.
888-302-3684.
Martha.
So, Mark Antony... Is that you? Do you say the TH? Is it Anthony or Anthony?
I say Anthony.
Anthony.
No, I think it's
Anthony.
Mark Anthony.
Anthony and Cleopatra or the singer?
Right. Singer.
Oh.
So he was married to Jennifer Lopez, 40-something. People are interested in his stepping out with a 21-year-old. How many people think that's a...
Does that guy, shock anybody?
Yes, anybody? Because he
Why?
Is so... Here's
ugly.
The deal.
Yeah,
he's so
ugly.
Unattractive.
Yeah.
This guy must have something else going on if he
catches
my drift. Because
the bank account.
Really?
He catches... But Jennifer Lopez, she doesn't need money.
No, she needed something else.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, you know.
Did you say that? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so how about Arnold, the girlfriend that has been discussed over the last couple of days, this blonde, identified as Heather something or other, a high-profile physical...
let me look that up. Heather something or other. Wow.
Maybe it's our old friend Heather, you guys. Hot blonde.
She is a
could be,
high-profile
you know?
Physical therapist who worked with several professional athletes.
Maybe it's Andrea Metcalf, then.
Heather and Andrea, no, I don't think so. Anyway,
okay.
Interesting. More gossipy stuff here. Let's do Employee Appreciation Day in the next half hour, Richie, okay? Can we do that? I would like to do that.
Sure.
One thing I did want to kind of throw against the wall, how many people are upset by Joan Rivers' comments that have created... She was here, was it a week ago today? When did we have Joan?
Friday, yeah.
With
today.
Her daughter, right.
Yeah, okay. So, during the Oscars on her Fashion Police show, she was talking about Heidi Klum, and her crack was as follows, quote, do you know what, want me to put this on the air?
I'll
no, you can
it.
Put it on the air. He was just saying Klum.
Oh, Klum.
Yeah, Klum.
Not Klum, yeah. Not Klum.
Anyway, quote, the last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens, end
oh,
quote.
Oh, man.
That's, yeah. So insensitive, obviously.
Yeah.
But what then have we, it, we actually have this question on our Facebook page right now. She's in trouble for this joke, which obviously was important.
But she's Jewish, right?
Okay, yep. Isn't
she
Jewish?
Is.
Yeah, very
yeah.
Jewish, actually.
So the question is, should she be held accountable for a distasteful comment, or as a society, have we become too sensitive to what was clearly intended to be a joke?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good question, because when you hear that, your face kind of, you know,
right.
crunches
right.
up. And you
yeah,
go, no,
yeah,
no,
you
no,
do
no,
what
no.
everybody here did.
It's funny,
yeah.
but it's oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
in polite society, that's not something one would say. However, who would accuse Joan Rivers of being polite?
It's the one where you go, oh.
Uh-huh. Now, did she really say that? Well, you've said that about some of the things I've said over the years, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Did he really just say
the
that?
Groaner.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I could say it's in poor taste.
Yes, you yes. say that.
It's in
yeah.
very poor taste.
That would be a good way of putting it. The Anti-Defamation League is not happy, and they're chasing her around all kinds of articles. New York Daily News has an article in there today talking about the condemnation of this hideous statement.
But if you... Don't you get a pass if you're making jokes about your own religion, race, or...
I don't know anymore.
Not all the time.
Know. No?
No. Is it like black people saying the N-word?
I think that's the worst.
Right.
Yeah. Hard to tell anymore.
It's the worst.
You need to say all Irish are drunks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's something.
Well, that's just true.
Right, we are.
All Italians are greasy.
And right. I can say that because I'm
another
Irish.
One. Right. Okay. You can't get me because I'm Heinz 57. I got a little of everybody in me. All right. So, Jen, a quick summary of the other things that are they are posted on Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Well, that's our question today, so you can chime in on that, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Then yesterday, we were talking about Honey Boo Boo going on Facebook trying to sell Girl Scout cookies.
It did stop today.
They said that that is not allowed. But we asked you what your favorite kind of Girl Scout cookie is, and have you or will you buy some this year? This is kind of the fun one. Do you guys want to chime in on your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Mine's a tie between the Thin Mint and the Samoa.
I like the
Anybody
lemon
else?
Ones.
Mine would be the Thin Mint or the peanut butter one.
Roberta?
When my daughter was in the Girl Scouts for a couple of months and they wanted her to sell cookies, I said, how many cookies do you want her to sell? They said, they gave me a dollar figure and I wrote them a check.
Okay. Back to fun people here.
That's a way of taking care of it.
Cindy Witt said that her favorite Girl Scout cookie is Samoa. Janice said Thin Mints. I already bought and consumed my share. Nita said, I'm trying very hard not to buy any, but if I do, it will be Dosey-Dos or Thin Mints. Marie said, like them all, already bought some. Yeah. Janice said Thin Mints, but I haven't bought any in years and don't plan on it now. Debbie said, I made a promise to myself as a young girl who hated how rude some people were to me. I would buy from any girl who asked me, so yes, I bought some. I liked the lemon cookies. We, and there are many more responses. We'll continue to check them out throughout the day. So chime in, Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
I was thinking I'd have the Girl Scouts come into the farm store and sell Girl Scout cookies. They go great with raw milk. Can you imagine milk
and
cookie
dipping
being
them
sold?
In.
Yeah. All right, speaking of dips, time now, Richie, for us to bring in Roberta Pasmelli, queen of cheap. It was too easy, Roberta. Sorry.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Pasmelli.
All right, so what kind of fun freebies do you have for Friday, the 1st of March, Robertsky?
Well, let's start with Big Bucks Coffee, Starbucks. And you can get a free $5 Starbucks gift card when you join their loyalty program. That's probably good enough for, what, like half a coffee at Big Bucks? But at least, you know, they're giving it to you free. And then plus, you can pair that if you go to Target and you spend that $5 that they give you free in Target at the Starbucks in the Target. You can also get a free pastry just in Target Starbucks, though, not on any other Starbucks. So go to Target, go to Starbucks, get a free pastry, use your $5 free coupon. There you go. Okay, we've also got a free Dunkin' Donut app, and it's for an iPhone or for an Android. And what that does is they send you all sorts of coupons for free and discounted stuff. So that's always worth it.
How do you do that, by the way? Do you just put into, if you have an iPad, just put into the search bar, Dunkin' Donuts app, and then just download it that way? Is that how you find them?
Go to the App Store.
Go to the App Store.
Okay.
Or if you have an Android,
which you can't do because your iPad thinks it's in Ireland still.
Probably because it's drunk.
No, I think actually Megan's husband Matthew fixed that the other day.
Oh, really?
That's funny.
And Meredith was playing with a lot this last couple of days that she was here, so I think maybe that gets straightened up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe.
Okay, and if you can't drink coffee and you want to still get that caffeine kick, well, you get a free Mountain Dew Kickstart at Hess Express through the 2nd, through tomorrow. Go to a Hess Express and get your caffeine jolt there. And after all is said and done, you may want something to read with your coffee. So a free subscription to Ladies Home Journal, and we tell you how to get all of this at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
All right, 2020 History Quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Which state is known as the Cornhusker State, also the Beef State, also the Tree Planter State? Which state is the Cornhusker State, the Beef State, the Tree Planter State? 888-302-3684 here on Good Day.
Rick
radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
To our 2020 history quiz, in case you want to work on it and you didn't hear me ask the question, it is about a state. One of our 50 states is known as either A, the Cornhusker State, B, the Beef State, or 3, the Tree Planter State. All three apply to the same state. What state are we talking about? State of confusion here on Good Day 24 After the Hour. From American Idol last night, here is Matheny Traco. Is that how you pronounce his name, Richie?
Sure.
You're watching American Idol.
Yes.
Opens the show with a little less conversation. Richie doesn't think I'm going to like
the
this.
Old Elvis song.
Yeah,
it's
right, okay.
Blasphemy.
I'm disconnected with this already, and the judges didn't like it either, so...
It actually sounds better when you don't watch it.
Really?
It did.
I was going to say, it didn't sound so bad. It's just weird.
Remember, did you watch this last night? Sometimes you watch American
Idol.
No,
I watched it the night before.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. Let's get on with it, Richie.
I'll tell you, more and more I'm liking Nicki Minaj.
Really?
She's honest, and she's like, dude, that was karaoke.
Yeah. Okay. So,
she's the new Simon, huh?
She's still weird.
Yes. Yeah,
but she's got something to say, which right. You know is more than more you can than say for poor Mariah.
Mariah.
Yeah, her and Keith Urban are very good.
Gurpreet Singh Sareen.
This is nothing. The Turbinator. The Indian guy with the turban, they call him the Turbinator.
Yeah. Nothing ever heard like you. American Idol last night. Apparently, this was another big goose egg for the judges. What did you think of it, Richie?
Very just flat.
And, what do you think, Roberta?
Boring.
Yeah.
And he went home.
Nothing. Yeah, blah.
He went home.
He went home.
It's just boring.
All right, next, let's not waste any more time on him. Vincent Powell singing Cause I Love You.
This is good.
Judges like it, too.
Nice.
Listen to this. Old soul.
Richie, how are you? So,
very
how
good.
Old old is this guy? What does this guy look like?
This guy's probably late 20s type thing. Yeah.
What's his background? Does he have some singing experience, or is he just trying this for the first time?
No, I think he's got some experience, but I can't remember what his background is. But it was, he was the highlight of the evening.
Is that true? Okay.
Judges
liked him. All right, so then everything's down. Should we just stop here then? Everything else is downhill?
There's a couple of others where you're groaners.
Nick Boddington, Say Something Now. Got a little special there. Am I being too critical too soon?
It's not horrible. It's not bad.
The judges said he didn't connect well with the audience.
Right.
All right. Here's the next American Idol contestant, Josh Holliday. Every little thing. This is a song he wrote himself, Richie.
Yes.
Do you like him?
I think Keith Urban put it best, and I just couldn't connect to it. It was just...
Any connection with you, Roberta, on this?
I like it.
Yeah? Yeah, Jen?
Not so much. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's just kind of...
I mean, you can usually tell the first 4 or 5
seconds. He feels like
he's
just singing. You can tell when people care about the song.
Let's skip through to 315, Doug. New York
Ryan
State of Mind.
Ryan Taddeo?
Yeah. Okay. I thought this was good, and they didn't put him through.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I thought it was very nice. The judges
like it.
I'm in New
York. All right. We got time to get these answers in, probably not, right? All right, everybody on the phone, hold on. We'll get to you in a few moments.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Oil choice in winter isn't all that important. Friction. An oil's cold cranking viscosity is critical to engine lubrication at first start. Conventional oil made from crude base stock is naturally comprised of different size molecules, which are pumped from the crankcase and flow to the engine at different rates. Conversely, the molecules of synthetic oil are engineered to be the same size, which means they flow at a consistent rate for optimum pumpability and flowability, especially important for getting critical lubrications quickly to the engine in frigid temps. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then pick up your Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Blown head gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Bars Leaks Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to barsleaks.com. That's barsleaks.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take a TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Johnson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning
into your life. Another half hour of the Good Day program for Friday, the 1st of March. And as previously mentioned, or could I say, aforementioned discussion of Employee Appreciation Day approaches, stand by for the top 10 things you can do for your employees if you aren't doing them already. Maybe a few ideas that you can use that will help your employees feel like you really care about them.
Oh.
Even if you don't.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Hey, can I make Roberta very happy?
You may, no. Richie, yes.
Roberta, guess who's going to be on the show Monday? And this is a little programming note for everybody.
Who?
Steven Van Zandt.
Oh!
Little Steven from the Bruce Springsteen band and the Sopranos.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to be so excited.
I'm just telling you now to make sure that you don't pull any of this. Oh, I have to go to the
get all rested and rosy, so you're ready.
Okay, well, I'm going to make sure to ask him about the upcoming tour.
Okay. Enough about Monday. Let's focus on Friday. 888-302-3684. The question, the 2020 history quiz question, is as follows. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Ready.
All right, big build up for actually a pretty interesting question. When you think about what your state is called, this is why I do these sort of things. Because do you know in whatever state you're in, for example, Richie lives in Virginia, you know what the state is called? Other than broke.
No. Virginia's okay. It's my home state of Maryland, that is okay. Broke. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Governor O'Malley.
What's the nickname for Maryland?
Maryland is crabs.
Okay, the crabs.
It's the Bay State. Virginia's for lovers.
Okay. What about New York? That's
the Big Apple, right? Well, that's a city.
Big Apple. Yeah.
No, what's the state?
Though? Empire State.
Empire State.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about California?
Golden State.
Golden State, right.
All right. So which state is the Cornhusker State, also known as the Beef State, also known as the Tree Planter State? Here's Dave Hi, Dave. Where are you listening? Where are you right now?
Danville, Illinois. Or Steve Line, Indiana, damn it.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. He says with conviction.
Stop trying to talk him into things, Doug.
Danville, Illinois is on the border, on the western border of Indiana. So
that's
you're
right.
Across the line. Okay.
Anyway. Iowa.
Iowa is the tree planter state, the beef state, the corn husker state. How many people think that that's the right answer? Raise your hands.
I would disagree.
Well, it's not the right answer.
It's not.
No, but it's a good thing you're listening, Dave, because you will find out momentarily what the right answer is. Here's Bradley in California. What state do you think is called?
It's beef Nebraska. State?
It is.
Sorry, Nebraska.
Yep. Nebraska, the 37th state. Entered these United States of America on this date in 1867. Nebraska, in Indian speak, means flat water.
Huh.
Flat water. Lincoln is the official seat of the Nebraska government, state capital. Their motto is equality before the law. So there you go. If you're interested in the state of Nebraska, with people listening in Nebraska, you knew the answer, as did Bradley. So he gets a swell prize. Thank you. That was cool. In a moment, stand by for employee recognition tips, as today is officially declared by whom I don't know, Employee Recognition Day here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Ensuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? I bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
Jennifer will have the television report for us in a few moments. 19 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. Monday is the first. What is the Monday? Is the fourth, right? We have an especially important week scheduled for you next week. And we'll start off on Monday, as Richie suggested, with a conversation that Stevie Van Zandt and others who are like him want us to follow.
Exactly.
Thread.
Right.
I didn't know you guys were so close. You call him Stevie? That's awesome.
Little Stevie.
Let's get to the top 10 items. Today is Employee Recognition Day, and we want to give you powerful ways for you to motivate the people who work for you. And if you're an employee, maybe some nice suggestions that you might pass along to the boss. The people who work with me are not allowed to comment on any of these.
Whatever.
Number 10.
The number 10 way to recognize your employees is to purchase a company toy that your employees would most enjoy, like a cappuccino machine, a dartboard, a volleyball court, exercise room, a dartboard with a picture of the boss on it probably is appropriate.
There you go.
When you said toy, I thought you were going to say like Slinky or something. Okay.
Number 9.
If an employee stays late or goes above and beyond the call of duty, send that employee and his or her partner to have a nice dinner.
Right? Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I can do that.
Number 8.
Send a handwritten note of thanks for an employee who has completed a job and done it well.
I do. It's called their paycheck.
Right. Number 7.
And give a fun, loving employee a series of on your mark, get set, go cards that they can redeem at their discretion. For example, leave work early to go to a movie or go shopping or go play ball.
That's just stupid.
Number 6.
That is really stupid.
That's stupid. Yeah. Give the gift of wellness.
Like it's my girlfriend.
Have a limousine pick up an employee for a full day at a spa.
That we should implement like today, Doug. Could we do that?
Yes, Doug.
Ballroom dancing, yoga, golf lessons, that sort of thing.
Right, so number 5.
Well, you want me to join Massage Envy or something? They have stores all over the place, right?
Yes.
They do. I would like you to pick me up in a town car today. You don't have to do a limo and take me for a massage, yes.
Oh, okay.
Number 5.
Number 5, offer a shopping spree to a local supply store for an employee to get items, not staplers and paper clips, to personalize his or her office or the cubicle in which they work. All right, that a good idea?
Mm. Okay.
Number 4.
Consider a gift certificate entitling an employee to lunch with you or another mentor of his or hers for the purpose of being coached on some new important element at work.
Number 3.
Offer a free 1-year subscription to an employee's favorite business magazine and have it sent to their home.
Number 2.
Schedule lunch dates with employees. Give them an opportunity to select the luncheon site and use the time to simply get to know you. Getting to know you much better.
That's a bad idea.
All right. Number one. Ask an employee to write down 6 ways they would like to be rewarded. Anything goes. The only rule is that half the ideas need to be low cost or no cost.
My ideas of additional zeros for each one.
Right.
That wouldn't
have to be low cost or no cost. All right, so this is Employee Recognition Day. Some ideas for personalizing recognition that will create memories. Memories. This is something that we have noted. I think people, you wonder how these things get started. It's arbitrary. Okay, why is the 1st of March to the 1st of April? Not important. It just is interesting to recognize people. And sometimes, yeah, these things are over the top, a little silly. But I don't think it hurts to at least have a conversation about this, right? You go to your boss today, and unless he's a complete dolt or she's a complete dolt, they're going to listen, maybe smile. Oh, yeah, what a great idea. I'll consider it. And that's the smart thing for him to say. But how many people, is there a suggestion box in your place of, I was going to say of worship, in your office or in your business?
My suggestion box is my office. Walk in anytime, and if you have a suggestion, I'm happy to sit down and listen.
The last time I had one, the suggestion was get a new boss, and then I took the suggestion box down.
Yeah.
15 before the hour. Jennifer on television in a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary Green Tag Sale means one thing. Savings at least 50% off list. Score half-off savings in every department, like Epiphone Electric's 57% off list, just $119. Toka Jimbe's half-off list, $49. And to keep even more green in your pocket, we've got Green Tag deals 80% off list and more, like digital reference vocal mics, $19, 80% off list. Tascam handheld digital recorder, $69, 84% off list. Guitar Center's Green Tag sale starts now. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda-certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
13 before the hour on the Doug Good Day program, Friday, and television. I noticed, Jennifer, that Conan O'Brien! What's the announcer's name? Is it Andy Dick? Is that the guy who's on his?
No. Andy Richter. Oh. Andy Dick is a comedian.
Okay. Anyway, they're not the same person. Conan O'Brien is going to produce a new late-night show for TBS.
Yeah, it's in association with TBS. It'll be a late-night show. And it's going to be kind of fun. It's 16 episodes so far. It's going to star Pete Holmes. He's a comedian. And it will follow Conan's show Monday through Thursday at midnight. It will launch in the fall, and it'll combine sketches, short films, live comedy, field pieces, and in-studio guests. So kind of like another late-night show.
And so is there a need for another late? What is it?
Most certainly. TBS, you know, TBS could use as much live original programming as they can get at this point, and it keeps the momentum going because I think people do tune in for Conan.
Is it the same? What's the guy's name who does the late show on NBC that lives around the corner from me whose name I can never remember?
Carson Daly.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is it like that kind of a
show? No, because that's more of a late night show. This is going to be sketch comedy. It's going to be almost like a little mini SNL. They'll have guests and stuff, but they'll also have sketch comedy and movie clips and things like that. So it'll be a combo of a late night show in addition to like a soup type program, I think.
Got it. All right, what else?
All right, Arrested Development is coming back. People are getting very excited about this one. And one of the biggest reveals is that Ben Stiller...
Hold on a second. Yeah. Richie, you excited about Arrested Development coming back?
You know, that show has a big, big cult following.
Huge following.
Yeah,
are you excited?
You know, I never was able to get into it, so I didn't take the time.
Roberta, are you excited about Arrested Development coming back?
Oh, what's Arrested Development?
Okay. All right, so we'll just trash my story. You could just say that you think I'm stupid, Doug.
No, I just, you said everybody's getting excited.
That's fine, I understand. I see how you are.
No. Thank you.
Give it to him. One more jab. Come on.
That's okay. All right, FX has renewed Archer for a fifth season.
What's Archer about?
Exactly. Jimmy Smits, who cares about him?
Well, no, I want to know about Jimmy Smits.
Too bad. Nobody. Do you care about Jimmy Smits, Rich?
Not at all. I can care less.
Roberta, do you care about Jimmy Smits?
Who's Jimmy Smith?
Thank you. All right. So Jimmy Smith has signed on to return for season 6 of Sons of Anarchy. He'll be back. Kathy Bates also signed on for a third season of American Horror Story. She'll be joining Jessica Lange.
I missed that other show she did last year, Harry's Law.
Oh, Harry's Law was great. Will Ferrell will receive the first ever Comedic Genius Award at the MTV Movie Awards this year. April 14th is that day. Now, bad news for Kiefer Sutherland, or is it? He's been offered a new job at NBC, which means that Touch could be on its way out, but at least we know Kiefer might be back with a show called The Blacklist.
What I want is the 24 movie, please.
Me too.
Let's go on that.
Bring back Jack Bauer.
51 after.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Tom Parsons from BestFares.com, the traveler's best friend with deals galore. We'll talk about how you can benefit as a listener to the Doug Steffen Good Day program in just a moment.
Hey, Flo.
Yes?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Every week when you go to DougStefan.com on Friday, you can check out the specials. If you go to Tom's picture, which is in the contributors box at DougStefan.com, when you click on that, it brings you to a special page for Doug Stefan listeners, some of the deals that Best Fares puts together. It isn't unlike what you see if you belong to the various airline portals. I always get my Delta and American list, and sometimes AirTran, and I remember who else sends them to me. I don't get a United sheet like that. But it says, these are the following specials from your city. I mean, sometimes they're applicable and sometimes they aren't. You've got to wonder sometimes. Yeah, you and I had a conversation on Sunday. I was trying to figure out how to get Meredith out here because she decided she wanted to come. She's the airlines love people like Meredith. 5 minutes before she wants to go, she decides she's going to leave. And so she calls up and finds out it's $4,000 or something to travel across country on a moment's notice. And that's what they want. They want the last-minute people. So she's smarter than the average bear, thanks to you and I talking it through. So she used miles to get here. It didn't cost her a nickel. But the average person who doesn't do a lot of traveling and isn't that sophisticated, they really can fall victim to this. These airlines prey on people who get stuck at the last minute, right?
Yeah, well, in her case, she wanted to come on a pleasure trip almost. But what happens is those people have a family emergency or death in the family, a bereavement affair. We used to have those.
Yeah.
And today, if they need to leave at the moment's notice, you're going to have to play every trick in the book. You're not going to be able to, you might be able to do it in 1 minute, but in our case, we spent about four hours.
It was four hours before we figured this out.
And I kept on saying, I don't like this way.
You wanted to save her miles and go to England or something. I said, Tom, no, she needs to figure out how to get here today.
She still takes the best deal of them all.
But still, it was very difficult. It wasn't they're not easy. She spent a ton of time on the phone trying to arrange it. It's just they don't want you to do it. They tell you, oh, these are great benefits, but try to get them.
In this case, though, she was able to get away with a much better scenario than what she started off with. So,
right. Oh, yeah. No, it was much better. All right, so what's the best scenario? Where's the best deal today?
We did a lot of vacations this week, and someone asked me, they had a wedding coming up, and they asked me where they could go. They gave me Hawaii, they gave me Mexico, they gave me the Caribbean, and when I started talking, I said, always the best four-star vacation packages, I think, in America, and with the airfare and all the international taxes, always seems up being Cancun. Then it was San Juan is number two. And price-wise, getting a four-star hotel, and then Hawaii was the third, that's what you're trying to do. I mean, when we got through with all, even like today, the Mexico vacation package is four-star, airfare, all taxes, at the Marriott Casamaya, you're looking as low as $484.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good price for.
All right, so you can find it if you go to DougStefan.com, the link through to BestFares.com, that and many, 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 many other powerful and popular sites to vacation. Check it out at DougStefan.com, 59 after.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.